AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Solid gains so far today on Wall Street following a strong showing yesterday as investors try to shake off the past week's rough ride. They're encouraged by a surge in the Chinese stock market as the nation's main index logged its biggest gain in 8 weeks, and by these comments from New York Federal Bank head William Dudley.
The decision to begin the normalization process at the September FOMC meeting seems less compelling to me than it was a few weeks ago, but normalization could become more compelling by the time of the meeting.
There's also word that the economy expanded at a much faster pace than previously estimated in the second quarter. At this hour, the Dow's up by 275. The grief is still raw for the people who knew the TV anchor and TV reporter and cameraman who were killed by a gunman yesterday morning. Allison Parker's father says this has been very difficult for him to deal with.
I talk to her every single day and I get a text from her about this time. And she said, "Dad, how did you like the package today that I did?" And I'm not going to get that anymore.
Outside the TV station, memorials are growing with balloons, flowers, candles, and other tokens. Meantime, Chamber of Commerce official Vicky Gardner, who was wounded in the shooting, is in fair condition at a hospital. President Obama will be in New Orleans today to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and will visit the city's Lower Ninth Ward. Our Mark Smith has more.
The Lower Ninth became a symbol both of the storm's devastation and the way poor black neighborhoods suffered extra hardship. It's also been among the slowest quarters to come back. But 3 months ago, the Sanchez Multi-Service Center opened to much fanfare, and city officials hope its sports, arts, health, and other facilities will help anchor the Lower Ninth's revival.
Closing arguments today in New Hampshire, where former prep school student Owen LaBrie is charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. The jury is expected to get that case later today. This is AP Radio News. There's severe flooding in parts of the Caribbean today as Tropical Storm Erica moves through. Dozens of flights were canceled in the region. The U.S. Coast Guard closed all ports in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The storm is to track through the Caribbean this weekend and head toward Florida. Parents worried about drug use on campus may want to note the findings of a new government report.
College students are most likely to first try marijuana, inhalants, and alcohol during the summer months, not during the school year. That's according to a report by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Underage college students were most likely to have their first alcoholic drink in June. The report says November, December, and April are the most common months for students to first use stimulants for non-medical reasons, perhaps thinking drugs like Adderall and Ritalin will help them ace their exams. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Tobacco manufacturers are being warned about labels that claim products are additive-free and natural. The FDA says such claims may lead consumers to believe products pose a lower risk. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.